Hello, thank you for joining us today on this fifth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. It is said, patience is a virtue, and it seems like if there is something we find ourselves doing, it is waiting with patience for the kingdom of God. There is absolutely nothing any of us can do to bring about the kingdom of God in a quicker way. If there were options for men to exercise that would result in the immediate establishment of God's kingdom would have been established a long time ago, because throughout history, the faithful have had to be frustrated by the evil they had seen around them. The idea of hoping the kingdom of God would come quickly and the resulting need for patience is not something unique to just the times in which we live. Jesus took care to explain that nobody would know the timing of his return. Nobody except God the Father. Not even the angels in heaven, not even the angels who are around the throne of God would know when Jesus would be set to return. To this world, there will be no special events signaling the return of Jesus. The day Jesus returns will be just like about any other day to them. Even at this late stage in human history, people will be living their lives not knowing how close they are to the kingdom of God. For the faithful, that also serves as a reminder to be prepared for the return of Jesus. Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Jesus encouraged the faithful to watch, to be ready for his return, because we do not know exactly when that will happen. Verse 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Patience for us means being faithful and doing what we are supposed to be doing. If we ever thought that a particular business or restaurant would be better if everyone just did their job, our job is to be so doing. Doing what God expects of us. Verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler of his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When this world equates patience with a long, boring wait, we cannot allow ourselves to be suckered into that logic. Around us, we might find every type of evil sin, and it might be a terrific challenge just to keep our head afloat above the evil. When this world gripes about long wait times, we wait with patience for the establishment of the kingdom of God. We may not be able to do anything about the length of time, but we can control if we are bored, if we are entertained by the evil around us as we wait, or if we use the wait we have been given as something like extra time to do more things that God would want us to do. The patience we are to have should lead us to be slow to anger. If we are the kind who is quick to anger, we might want to examine ourselves to see if we have patience. Having patience does not mean we are slow to become more and more like God through spiritual growth and development. It does mean that patience leads us to be slow to speak and slow to anger as we are constantly tuned to the message of God. James 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Romans tells us that the glory to come is much greater than this present time. Knowing something far better is coming can make the wait seem impossible. Just like a small child might find it hard to wait for a special event, knowing what is awaiting us can feel the same way for us also. The hope that we have is hope, and hope might cause us to be excited for what is to come, like a child, but we must patiently wait for what God has in store for us. Romans 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Paul reminded the Ephesians that our calling is not a calling of immediate gratification. It is a calling where we walk with humility and patience, the kind of patience where sometimes we have to patiently tolerate another person so that we can keep the unity of the faith. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, Beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. The Psalms remind us patience is needed as we consider God's response to evil. In our minds, we would like evil handled quickly. And of course, we would because evil probably frustrates us. We can't allow that frustration to grow or to look at a person who does evil and to wonder why they seem to get away with it. Instead of focusing attention on an evil person, we need to be focusing on God because our pleasure comes through God. Chances are being frustrated over an evil person and what they do has never resulted in something good for us. Instead of focusing on what is evil, while we will be aware of what is evil and take reasonable steps to protect ourselves and our family, we will be better off to focus on the goodness of God, because God, who is eternal, will bring the evil of the wicked to nothing. Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. There is this loop within faith, where we find ourselves waiting for God, and then we find ourselves in a challenging situation. We want God to hurry up and help us. The connection between waiting and wanting God to hurry up is very human. We must patiently wait for God, even when we sense urgency for God to act quickly. We need to remember that God will act with timing that is best, even if we are given a result we least expect. Always getting what we want when we want it is not the same as faith. And we need to have faith trusting that God will always do what is best for us. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have come past me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Even the book of Revelation talks of the patience of the saints. Here's what is interesting about how the book of Revelation describes the patience of the saints. It's not about the length of time, or even living in the great tribulation, refusing to take the mark of the beast and to worship the beast. The book of Revelation describes the patience of the saints as keeping the commandments of God and having the faith of Jesus Christ. Revelation 14, verse 9. And the third angel followed, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image. And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Remember when Jesus talked about the laborers being blessed who, when their master returns, he finds them so doing? For us, that means we are keeping the commandments of God and having the faith of Jesus Christ. Even though those are listed as two things, there is so much packed into those two things, sort of like first being asked to count the packages of rice you have, and then being asked to count each individual grain of rice within each package. Just like there tends to be a lot of rice in a package of rice, there is a lot packed into the idea of keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Jesus told the disciples that patience is a key to staying alive during times of tribulation. Those who maintain patience are less likely to draw attention to themselves, and those who are panicking, who lack patience, are more likely to draw attention to themselves. During times of trouble, it's not good to be noticed, unless you see who will rescue you. Then you want to be noticed. But during times of trouble, being quiet through patience is likely to keep attention away. Luke 21, verse 12. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. We can get advice from Proverbs. The more patience we have, the more understanding we tend to have. Proverbs 14, verse 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. Patience can preserve our souls, and it can keep people from blowing up in our face. If we are surrounded by unruly people, sometimes patience will get us through the people who are angry. Proverbs 15, verse 8. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. When things are going really bad for us and it seems like everyone is against us, it can make even a wise person angry. When we work hard to get ahead and another person buys their way ahead, that can be devastating. We can choose to be proud, or we can choose to be patient, and it is better to be patient. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 7. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. God also hath set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. The trick for us is we know what is awaiting us, eternal life in the kingdom of God, and that is something we hope for. But as we hope for this, we also have to patiently wait as well. Lamentations 3, verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast him off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. We need patience to endure to the end. There is nothing in the Bible that suggests to us that life will always be pleasant. Think of a place in the recesses of your memories when life was very good to you. Maybe that time is now, or maybe that time was a long time ago. If life is good to you now, how long have you had to wait to arrive at this moment in time in your life? If life was good to you a long time ago, how many anniversaries of former good times have you had? We tend to enjoy good times. People are not known for suffering through something good. We suffer and endure what is challenging. When we suffer and endure, God increases our strength so we can endure. Isaiah 40, verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Patience is something we must have constantly. Patience will do little for us if we only have little bursts of patience. It would be sort of like if we are taking a road trip, driving a very long distance. Imagine how much longer that trip would take if the car could only travel in short bursts of speed and then needed to rest. A trip that might take several hours would suddenly become many days. We must patiently continue to do what God expects of us. Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Patience is something we need during challenging times. That's one of the reasons why Paul writes that tribulation produces patience. When times get tough, we can either work through it with patience, or we can be impatient. Many problems are linear in nature that tend to be solved over time, and those time-consuming problems take patience on our part. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. During this feast, we are celebrating the kingdom of God, and year by year, we extend patience to another year. If our patience ever ran out, then the Feast of Tabernacles would lose meaning for us. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Paul reminded the Colossians that patience was one of many spiritual qualities we as Christians are to have. Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. In Hebrews, we are reminded that it is by faith and patience we inherit the promises of eternal life and our place in the kingdom of God. Hebrews 6, verse 9. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Paul reminded the Thessalonians to be patient with all people and to hold fast to that which is good. Those reminders should focus our attention to the idea that we will be waiting for a period of time. Unless a length of time is involved, there is no need for patience. Unless a length of time is involved, there is no need to hold fast to that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. James tells us to be patient until the coming return of Jesus Christ. He reminds us the farmer has to wait for the harvest, and we need to await the spiritual harvest, which will come in the time where there will be the best spiritual harvest. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord is very pitiful, and of tender mercy. The mercy we have been given is a result of the patience that Jesus Christ has for all of us. If God in Jesus Christ had no patience, the minute any of us did anything undesirable, that would be it for us. But God in Jesus Christ do have patience, and that patience becomes mercy that benefits us. As we develop patience, our mercy should also increase. 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith, and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. We must remember that as we keep this feast celebrating the kingdom of God, there are so many who do not. Among those who ignore the word of God are those who are scoffers. Instead of seeing the word of God in the pages of the Bible like we do, they see words in a book as if they are reading the latest novel from an author. As we patiently wait for the return of Jesus Christ, we stay focused on the Bible as the word of God. 2 Peter 3, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Celebrating this feast and looking forward to the kingdom of God, we probably can note that it has been almost 2,000 years since Jesus Christ died. There are many who have little or no faith who will give up on what they believe. We continue to believe through patience, knowing that God is waiting to bring the greatest number of people to salvation as possible. During the Feast of Tabernacles, which looks forward to the kingdom of God, we celebrate the salvation of so many people, and we know we must patiently await the return of Jesus Christ. Verse 8. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Finally, in writing to the church in Philadelphia, we are told that this church kept the word of the patience of Jesus Christ, and because of that, they would be kept from the hour of temptation to come upon the world. Through patience, we possess our souls. Revelation 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven for my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Patience is known as a virtue, and through patience we possess our souls. During this Feast of Tabernacles, we celebrate the kingdom of God, a kingdom that will be established with the return of Jesus Christ. For nearly 2,000 years, our brothers and sisters in Christ who lived generations ago also patiently awaited his return. We never tire of waiting, and patience for us means keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow on the sixth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.